Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:57, down 13 on the open. At the board of trade, March wheat opened at 6:31.5, and it was down 12 on the open. July, 6:55, down 13. At the board of trade, March wheat opened at 4:21, down 6.5 on the open. May, 4:31, down 7. July, 4:40, down 8. September, 4:46.75, down 11. December, 4:63, down 8.25. March of 2010, 4:71.5, down 11 on the open. January beans open at $10, down 14.25 on the open. March, 9.99, down 17. May, 10.09, down 18.25. July, 10.21, down 17.25. September, 10.17, down 20.5. November, 10.14, down 21. And then March of 2010, 10.26, down 20 on the open. January soybean meal opened at $2.97.50, down $2.80 on the open. March, $2.98, down $3. January soybean oil opened at $36.15, down $90 on the open. March, $36.55, down $76. CME livestock, February live cattle opened at $87.70, down $85 on the open. January feeders, $95.85, down $32.50. February lean hogs, $64.90, down $15, and February bellies, $87.40, down $35 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're right back where we started off the opening bell yesterday.
A couple things that happened. As we saw the markets rally significantly yesterday, and that was based on short covering, a technically oversold situation, and we also saw the commodity funds buying. We did start to see cash movement, beans close to $10 in the country. We did start to see corn awful close to the $4 a bushel mark and on corn. And as a result of that, we did see some farmer selling, and it was noted. Number two, the private meteorologist that I had a phone call about 1 o'clock indicating that there was a change in the potential rainfall for the Sunday-Monday-Tuesday time frame in Argentina. And the European model started to make those changes overnight, and then it dried out to some extent this morning. As a result of that, the crude oil inventories came in and were a little larger than expected, and the crude oil's down over $3, and we did see this lower opening in corn, soybeans, and wheat in Chicago. A couple things that we have to talk about is that the farmers did reward the cash market. It's a lot better than we were 10 days ago, 30 days ago, 60 days ago, and it did reward people that had confidence in this, that things would get a little better. A couple things in the crude oil market, that we do have this Israel-Palestine Gaza problem. Russia did still shutting off the gas to the Ukraine and the EU. And we are refilling the strategic reserve here in the U.S., and Nigeria's got some problems. So it is going to be a two-edged sword with energy, and also we still need to see good weather in Argentina to get production. So there's still some unknowns. The market took a big sell-off in here, and it does show the bottom line how erratic these prices can be in a moment.
It seems, though, as Paul, now we're sort of establishing the top end of the marketplace, for at least for the short term.
Well, we still are historically cheap, and there's a lot of bargains out there. We do know that the livestock industry is suffering from profit margins. We do know that the export market is still rather slow, and the ethanol industry is slow. We are looking at a smaller production estimate on the corn and soybean crop on Monday. But as you mentioned, we are at a higher percentile, and that's the good news. The deal is that the new administration is even considering tax cuts, very large stimulus packages, and, of course, renewable energy incentives. And all those do add up. And, you know, people are still looking for an Obama bounce to come. So, and the other bottom line that people are worried about is basically very large, rampant inflation in probably 9 months to a year.
And you probably then also could throw in the unemployment report coming out on Friday from the Labor Department. We had private estimates today that suggests the loss of jobs in December is approaching 700,000. And some economists thinking that the January report could be similar. We could be looking at the end of the quarter, job losses for a full year of over 2 million.
And, you know, governmental bodies, state governments, from both coasts to the Midwest here are suffering from major deficits. We are seeing, you know, problems in the world. But at the same time, the actual supply-demand situation is still very tight. We still see wonderful demand by China on soybeans. We do see production drops in Argentina and Brazil as far as corn and soybeans are concerned. So there's plenty of room to make the market take note. And at the same time, probably commodity fund trading has dropped considerably from a year ago at this time.
Does crude oil, in your estimation, still have another downward dip to test the $40 before it can move higher?
I'm of the opinion that crude oil will ultimately find some stability in here, and we are seeing a couple of things. We're seeing some shrewd buyers come in and buy gas and energy stocks that the Wall Street Journal is talking about. The federal government is filling their strategic reserve. And we do understand that OPEC is doing everything they can to possibly slow production down, and the investment in the infrastructure of oil production in the world has dropped. My general impression is that there is that possibility, and we definitely see the strong relationship between corn and soybean oil and energy prices. It's there. It's very effective. But in the long term, I think inflation and a pickup in the world economy, and we will see higher energy prices.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Let's take a look at the current tick in Kansas City March wheat. 654 down 16 and a quarter now at 653 and three quarters. At the Board of Trade March wheat, 627 and a half down 16 July, 652 and a quarter down 15 and three quarters. March corn, 417 and three quarters down 9 and three quarters. May, 428 and three quarters down 9 and a quarter. July, 439 down 9. December, 461 and three quarters down 9 and a half. February crude oil, 47.40 down 118. February ethanol at 165 down 5 and 2 tenths. The February RBOB at 112, and it is off 6 and 8 tenths. January soybeans at 9.95, down 19 and a quarter. March, 9.96, down 20. July is at 10.19, down 19 and a quarter. November, 10.14, down 21. January soybean meal, 295.60, down 4.70. January soybean oil at 36.01, down 104. Mike Solis, two-state forecast today looks like this. In the north and central sections, mostly cloudy and blustery with scattered light snow showers and flurries. In the south, cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers, highs ranging from 20 in northwestern Illinois to near 45 in the far south. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web at WILLAG.org.